Welcome to the Give Them Lala podcast.
Is that Heather McDonald?
Yeah, it's in honor of me doing her show last week.
Yay.
I had the best time. It hit like number four on like, I mean, she's always in the top 10 of
right.
her podcast. All I do is promote Heather McDonald's podcast. This podcast. I'm obsessed.
I know, it's funny.
She like really has just mastered her craft.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah.
She don't give a fuck.
No, that episode did so well and it makes me want you to have her on here and have you guys talk.
She needs to be on this podcast.
She hasn't been in a while.
What is that?
I know.
I'm going to ask her to do the podcast.
Yeah.
And I'm excited. BravoCon. I leave tomorrow.
Oh, my God.
Yep. I'm going to land. I'm going to go get dinner with Heather.
Mm-hmm.
Then I am going to get drinks, Perrier for me, drinks for the other fam, with Josh Flagg, Heather McDonald, Jeff Lewis, like the whole gang.
So fun.
Yeah. MJ.
Yeah.
It'll be a whole vibe. I'm
Where
really
are you guys
going
to go?
I actually wouldn't even
know. You don't know?
And it's so funny because Jeff was, we did his show
yeah.
last week as well. And he was like, I'm saying uptown, so we'll come downtown and then we'll go to, and I'm like, what the fuck are you talking about? I have no idea what. I've been to New York
yeah.
a billion and one times, and I still have no idea where I am.
Yep. No, me too. When we were just there and we were staying in Soho, a friend of ours was like, so you're staying downtown? And I was like, no, we're staying in Soho. And he's like, same fucking thing.
Is it?
I was like, I don't know.
I liked it, though, because the boy that I saw while I was there, he
yeah.
also had no idea what was happening and where anything was. So it made me feel good that we together...
We're clueless.
He's like, I need to send the car. Are you downtown or in Soho? I was like, I don't know. I think it might be the same thing.
Who knows? And there's probably some New Yorkers listening like, it's not the fucking same thing. It's not even close. So who knows?
Whatever.
Yeah.
Okay. LA, WeHo, I'm here. Send
right.
the car. I don't really care. And then he was right. like, you want a black car or oh. an SUV? I was like, I don't give a fuck. Just send the fucking car.
You really don't. You really don't. Because I've requested us black cars and I've requested us minivans and your attitude toward both of them is the exact same.
Get in, get me to where I need to be. It's wheels. I don't care.
You know? Ford Fusions, all Ford. Of them.
No, I'm like, as much yeah. as I appreciate you caring so much,
yeah.
I've noticed that me being single now,
mm-hmm.
I don't know if it's just like the men that I talk to, they tend to like get very nervous around me.
Yeah. Why do you think that is?
I don't know. Just get the job done, dude.
It's because you're an elevated woman. So they're, in my opinion.
Mentally, I'm elevated, for sure.
No, but like in a lot of areas, in most areas. So I think they're probably elevating. Like, okay, here's the thing. A lot of women, I think, in your position, who've worked hard to get where they are, that stuff is important to them. You're going to send me a fucking black car or I'm not coming to your house. Like all those little things. But once people get to know you, like, you could care less.
Yeah. No, you're right. Because
you couldn't care less.
And I asked him for the address, and
yeah.
he would not send me the address. And I was like, why? He goes, why do you need the address? I go, because if I'm calling a car, I need to know where to tell them to go.
Right.
What type of bitches are you messing with where it's like, I can't send the address. She may become a stalker. I was like, I just want to know where to tell the driver to go.
Is that what you think
and
it was?
And he was like, I would rather call you a car. I'm like, fine, just do it.
Yeah. Also, I'm going to see the
you
fucking
told
address.
Me nine. I'm going to come there and I could literally just see where I am.
Drop a pin.
By the way, it's nine. You told me nine.
Yeah.
It's 9:30. Now I'm getting pissed off.
See, and that stuff too, I feel like, you know, dating scene is different these days. I would be terrible. That stuff matters to you. They can't tell you nine and then roll around and be like, at 10, hit you up and be like, what's up? Oh, no, no, no. You're in bed already.
Just,
if they tell you nine.
No, 100%.
Right?
I gave him, mentally, I made a window.
Yeah.
I was like, he says 9, I'm going to give until 9:30.
Mm-hmm.
If he would have told me the car's there and it was 9:32,
yeah,
I chose to do something different.
I ain't
coming to Brooklyn to let you hit.
Yeah.
You said 9:30, you know?
And also, that's getting so late for you.
Very late for me. Very late.
What are you, 25?
But then after that good, I was rejuvenated. I didn't even go to bed.
I know.
We never talked about.
No, we have to talk about this, you guys, because we had a flight. Go ahead.
The car was picking us up. This is when we went for the Shopify pop-up.
In New York, yes.
In New York. And I've been talking to this dude for a while. He's an athlete over there now. 9:30, the car shows up. I go to Brooklyn. That's late for me. Yeah. Like, I'm watching First 48 for about 5 hours by now. And I was just, like, rejuvenated after. And yeah. Literally, the car was picking us up to go to the airport at 5:30 a.m. Mm-hmm. Jess texts me at, like, 5:15 mm-hmm. saying that she'll be to my room soon. I was like, to help me pack. I was like, bitch, I'm packed. No,
here's what it was. I text her at 5:15 and I say, like, yeah, maybe something like, hey, reminder, car's coming at 5:30. I'll be to your room in a few minutes. And Lala was like, yeah, I'm packed. Me thinking, oh, she must have gotten up at the same time I did, which, because by the way, it was Saturday night. Lala went to her dick appointment and I went to the SNL premiere of this season. So
you told me I was, and it was the choice.
Yes,
you
it was the choice.
The SNL, yeah. Whatever.
Granted, it was great. I think that from what I heard after, you made the right choice. I had the greatest time at the premiere, but sounded like you had a blast. So, but I'm feeling all high and mighty because I'm like, oh, I was up until 11:30. Like, I'm going to tell Lala I'm so tired. She's probably going to be so surprised. Like, I'm getting up early. I show up, roll my suitcase to Lala's room, knock on the door. She opens all bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I'm like, oh, good morning. And she goes, I haven't been to bed yet. I was like, what?
No, like, I was feeling myself.
I said, what time did you go to bed? She's like, oh, I haven't been to sleep yet. And I was like, you know, me feeling like, oh, I only got a few hours of sleep. What am I, 20?
I really tried to not get the D, all right?
Yeah.
I told myself, you're not hitting it this time. You're going to be back in New York for BravoCon. That's when you can do it.
Yeah.
But then he started doing something with my ear, and I was like, oh, fuck it.
Fuck it.
Fuck it. I don't care.
No, it sounded like you had a blast. Didn't she? I was shocked because
he was all hot and tall and shit. Oh.
I know. And you looked incredible. You were glowing. That's why I was like, oh my God, she must have gotten a full night's sleep.
No, that's what happens, Jess.
I know.
That is a real thing. When you get the D, mm-hmm. you glow after. Mm-hmm. You know? That's a real.
Yeah.
Amber told me.
Okay.
That when she had sexy time mm-hmm. with her fiance when they first started dating, she had had a boob job. I really hope she's okay with me telling this story. But she said, because I told her my skin, like after I finally went to Bangtown, mm-hmm. my face looked different. Like my skin was glowing. And she said she had a boob job and her boobs were like rock hard. And after she had sex mm-hmm. with her partner for the first time, her boobs released. Got soft.
Stop.
Yep.
See, that makes me wonder. There's got to be some sort of science behind it. Like the hormones or like the, even like the endorphins, something about sex. It's like it lightens a person.
Yeah, but you can I tell you?
Consensual good sex. Yes.
Consensual good sex. Yeah. It does lighten a person. But mm-hmm. you told me, because I felt like I was doing really well. I was like, yeah. I got 4 on the roster right now. Oh. And that seems like a lot. And you were like, yeah. you got to have at least 8. I was like, 8?
Which, by the way,
that's more. Yeah. That is more men than days in a week. That is 7, Jess.
One hear
for,
me out.
A
though.
New one for every night. Like I wouldn't even do that. But I'm just saying,
right.
8 is a lot. Who well, told it's, you that?
Okay, so first off, I lived by that for a couple of years. So there's that. But the 8. When I say 8, as a single woman, that is. You guys, I've been with Kyle for 6 years. So this is in my 20s, but. As when I say 8 men on the roster when you're a single woman, I think that, well, to me that means, because I always had 2 to 3 that were just communicators. They weren't necessarily.
Oh, just texting buddies?
Texting buddies, okay. But they weren't in the friend zone because we would, and I know you hate this, but like maybe sext or like talk in like horny text or we talk okay. on the phone or FaceTime or like. I would be like, hey, I'm drunk. Are you sober? Come pick me up. And we'd be flirty.
Love those.
Like, I think I made out with one of them. But, like, those 3 guys were mainly just texters and, like.
So you're saying 8, but not in the sexual rotation.
Yes.
8 dudes that one is 1, 2, 3, or 4, like, hey, I'm feeling myself right now. I'm drunk.
Yes.
And you can just, like, they're there.
Yes. And, like, I'd be like, okay. I would wear, like, a top with side boob and send a picture. And how does this look? And he would just, like, you know, one of them would just, like, light me up and be like, oh, my God, you're so hot. We never hooked up, though.
Okay.
Or right. I'd be pissed at one of the guys and I'd call them and I'd be like, this guy I literally just hooked up with last night. And, like, we would vent and he would be like, yeah, this girl. And, like, it was more than a friendship. and this was like with three of them, but we never fully hooked up. So those are like on your roster, and like maybe it's always like sexual tension, but you never fully go there.
Right.
It's totally fun to have that with some. But then I was like 4 to 5 guys, because it made it so that like none of us were like, we weren't, what's the word? Like, we didn't expect the 4 to 5 guys, we didn't expect anything from each other. I would go like a couple months without talking to one of them.
Okay.
And then, but they were, I knew I was in my like single, not era then, I was in my single phase, like my ho-ish phase. And I just like, guys would disappoint me. So I'm like, well, if this guy doesn't respond, then
you got a backup.
Yes.
Or you got a backup for that guy.
Yes. If I'm feeling myself and it's like 7 p.m. and I text this one guy and he doesn't respond within 30 minutes, well, guess what?
Moving on. Totally.
How do you feel about that?
I feel great about it. I think that makes way more sense. Because I was like, 8 dudes on the Hit It roster seems like a lot. You know, you got to book 2 in one day.
Yeah. Yeah. Per week, because you were thinking at it per week. There's some you don't go, you go a couple months.
Yeah. But there's also, there's a roster, and I think this is for all chicks.
Yeah.
Roster for like, these are the dudes, you keep them at arm's length, mm-hmm. you don't let them in, you keep your guard up. That way, because what happens, and I learned this, which I think is just like a known fact, but I remember in psychology, mm-hmm. when I went to community college, they showed the brain, right?
Yeah.
That was hooked up when two people were having sex. The female brain was all emotion, like lit the fuck up.
Okay.
The male brain was all about the pleasure, like, oh, this feels so good. You know? So for me, in order for me to not get attached, because I'm a woman and I'm not going to sit here and be like, no, I think like a man, I don't get attached. Mm-hmm. I can very well get attached
right.
if I don't keep the guard up, okay. right? If yes. I let the guard down and then we sleep together, slippery slope, I don't want it.
Right.
So
that's interesting. And I think, yeah, I think that's because that's another thing that's good to mention. Not a single guy on my roster when I was single, I would have dated. A couple of them had said, like, no. I want to be your boyfriend. I would like laugh and be like, no, you don't. But like, for instance, when I met Kyle, I knew after our first date and the fact that like he took me out on an actual date, I knew, okay, I either at this moment I choose to date this guy and drop everyone off my roster, or I let him know ahead of time. There's just certain people you meet.
Is Kyle, like looking back when you first met him, was he the type of dude physically that you were normally attracted to?
Yeah, but it's funny because, and I hate fucking saying this, and all my girlfriends are like, that's so cliche. Kyle was like the first guy in a long line of, not a long line, but that out of guys I had dated or hooked up with that I was like the most physically attracted to.
Really?
Yeah. And I was like,
okay.
A lot of the other guys were like funny, or they were like country music singers, or they were like,
in Tennessee.
Yes, I was in Tennessee, or they were like producers. And I was like more attracted to, and I'm not really ashamed to say it, their personality and what they did rather than like the way they looked as much.
Yeah, but I think that's just a young brain.
Yeah, I was like, oh, that's so hot. They have a number one song. Like yeah, dumb shit. Yeah,
but
that is hot.
It's like when I was you know? Young, it was like, but he's like the star player for USC.
Yes.
He's going to get drafted.
It's the idea of the person.
The idea of the person.
Yes.
And then you grow up and you're like, you know what? I'm going to like change this way of thinking because it's not, you grow up and you realize a life partner, what you want in that person. Mm-hmm. And sometimes what you think you want, it doesn't turn out the way you thought it would.
Yeah.
Like at this point in time, you have to challenge me mentally. Mm-hmm. I don't want to sit here and only talk about what we did during the day for our jobs because your job is not who you are.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. No, exactly. And that's so important. And are physical features top for you at this point? Or is it like...
I'm not physically attracted to you and if I can't keep my hands off of you, mm-hmm. that is what I want.
Yeah.
So I want that. That is very important to me.
Right. Right.
Like it's got to be like, oh my gosh, we're at dinner and I need to like be on top of you.
Right. Right. Along with all the other stuff.
Along with all the other stuff.
Yeah.
So when someone tells you you can't have it all, you have to compromise. No, you don't.
Mm-hmm. No, you don't.
Because I would rather be alone.
100%. And that's what I said before, right? Literally right before I met Kyle, I was like, I'm going to live the single life. I'm going to get a sperm donor. Yeah. I'm going to be the most badass single mom like you've ever met. I had this whole plan. Like, I was like ready. And then I met Kyle and I was like, oh, this is a guy you like settle down with. I didn't meet him and go, oh, Adam, he's hot. And he's a at the time, he's like a producer and he was doing fitness on the side. And I'm like, oh, my God, everything I want. He's hot. He's driven. Let's add him to the roster. That's when I was like, oh, no, this is a different connection. I either need to.
No, that's why there's two lists.
Yes. Leave this guy alone.
Yep.
Or drop my guys from the roster and like just do this.
And by
guy.
The way.
Yeah.
There's the two rosters, the one you smash and then the ones that are like, okay, I like you.
Yeah.
But those dudes can never go over to the other
roster.
No. They gotta go. If it starts getting too much, you gotta cut them off.
If I had added Kyle to my roster and I was like, not gonna date this guy, emotionally, I would have been a wreck. Because my heart would have been in it, but if I didn't let myself like date him, like, oh, I wanna be single, I would have been fucked up. I would have been like, and yeah. I would have fucked with him because he wasn't very like that.
He doesn't seem like that guy.
No, he's very monogamous and had just gotten out of
the dude you marry.
Yeah, he had just gotten out of like a 4-year relationship. So that would have been, honestly, at that point, if I said to Kyle, I just want to hook up, he would have most likely said, oh, yeah, no, I'm not into that, bye. Like, yeah. He would have been like, moving on.
You know what, though? I was nervous at first, you know this, to start having sex again because, number one, I'm sober now and I've never done that before.
Yeah.
And I started getting nervous because I had only been with the very hot and very available emotionally, physically, all of it.
Yeah.
He's staying the very first dude that you'll see on Vanderpump. Mm-hmm. So I'm with this dude. I'm like, I'm not sleeping with him because I'm nervous. And then the ear thing starts happening. And I was ready. Can I tell you, in that moment, I was like, I still fucking got this.
Yeah. Wait, you meant like you were ready to go?
Oh my gosh. Sex-wise. The handstands, where do you want me to hang from? I was in it. Like, I'm back. You know, see? I'm not afraid. What do you want to do?
Right.
What do you want to do?
Right. Okay, let's say this. Let's just say, hypothetically, you're back in New York.
Yeah.
Hypothetically. For BravoCon, hypothetically, and you guys meet up.
I'm smashing.
Oh.
That's what it is.
But are you nervous again? Or you're like, no, I'm great.
I'll probably get nervous before.
Oh my God, that's cute though.
Because I don't have anything to calm my nerves.
Right.
You know, so I can get in my head and be like, what if it's different than the last time? I hope it is. You know why. We won't talk about it. Poor guy.
She had fun though. She left feeling like a bad bitch. I can tell you that. Yes.
I'm so hyped on today because I sat next to this guy at Sheena's wedding, Kurt. Mm-hmm. He's a Thunder Down Under man, which means he does Thunder Down Under in Vegas.
Yes.
Because I'm like, what do you call them? Like Chippendales, you call them Chippendales.
Chippendales, yeah.
I call these hot men Thunder Down Under men. Mm-hmm. We have Kurt and Alex, and I'm so excited because I'm so horny all the time now. I don't get it, but I am. And I'm hyped because they flew in from Vegas to do the podcast and they said that we could give tickets away. And you know that I love to give shit away. Mm-hmm. So this is what's happening to you guys. You're welcome. We have two sets of tickets that are three, right?
Yep.
Okay. So in total, we're giving away six tickets and this is how you win them. You're going to follow the Thunder Down Under page.
Their handle.
Their handle is at Thunder Vegas. You also need to follow the Give Them Lala podcast at Give Them Lala podcast. On the Give Them Lala podcast page, I'm going to post a photo of myself and Kurt and Alex, the Thunder Down Under men. You're going to comment on that photo and you're going to tag the two people that you would take with you to Thunder Down Under in Vegas.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Do you love it?
Oh my God. Because this is so fun. Whoever wins these, it'll be you and two friends, two sets of three, are going to be able to like DM us the photos and probably get some, I'm not going to promise anything, but special treatment. Like,
also, if you guys are going on a time that I don't have my kid, like I'm coming.
Oh, 100%. You have to.
Right?
100%.
All right. So that's what you guys do. Again, follow at Thunder Vegas, then follow at Give Them Lala podcast. Then on the Give Them Lala podcast page, tag your two people that you would take in the comment section of the photo. That's me, Kurt, and Alex. And then Jess is going to DM you guys on Friday, October 14th to let you know if you're the winner. Also, just look at the schedule of what to, right?
Yeah.
Look at the schedule. When can you go? And honestly, if it's a weekend or weekday that I don't have my kid and I don't have to work and I can book out, then I'm coming.
Yeah. And I think, I'm pretty sure what you'll hear on the podcast, they do a bunch of shows a week. They do a lot. No, it's not like they only do one.
No. They said, you'll hear this because I've already interviewed them. There was one time that they did like three shows in one night or something.
Yeah. So you don't have to pick a specific show if you win.
It's a lot of thrusting in one night. A
lot of thrusting, some ass, lots of ass. I won't give anything else away.
I know.
This is very exciting.
It's very exciting. I can't wait to have them on. All right, you guys. So when we come back, I have Kurt and Alex from Thunder Down Under.
Have you done your Mother's Day shopping yet? Friendly reminder, use Rakuten. Rakuten is the shopping platform to save while you shop. And this week, May 6th through May 13th, Rakuten is having their biggest cashback event of the entire year. You get 15% cash back at hundreds of stores. I'm talking Adidas, Splendid, Ray-Ban, Elf Cosmetics, Dermastore, Lego, Stanley, and even Dyson. New Dyson vacuum for me and the new house. Yes, I am treating myself and enjoying some serious cash back. I love seeing those Rakuten cash back deposits in my PayPal account. Rakuten will also send you a check if you don't have PayPal. So join the 15 million members, including me, who are already saving with Rakuten. Membership is free, and when you sign up and shop today, you get an extra 10% cashback boost. That's an extra 10% cashback on top of the 15% cashback. You will not see higher cashback rates than these. So go to Rakuten.com or download the Rakuten app. That's R-A-K-U-T-E-N. Shoppers get it. So I have two game changers to share with you when it comes to upping your glam game. I am totally obsessed with Impress No Glue Manis and Impress Press-On False Eyelashes because I'm very into just easy right now, and anyone can do it. You are going to love them just as much as I do. Both require zero glue, so there is no damage to your natural nails and lashes. There's also no annoying dry time. And the best part? Zero mess. One step and you're done. The lash style options are endless, and there are so many on-trend nails to choose from. Impress, No Glue Manis, and Press-On Falsies are the easiest and fastest way to upgrade your look in just minutes. The Press-On Falsies have a unique under-lash application for a totally seamless look and are made with an exclusive self-stick technology that keeps them secure for up to 24 hours. The Impress Manis have a patented super hold adhesive for up to 7 days secure hold. And that's perfect for all of you busy mamas out there who don't have a lot of time to spend on glam but want to look your best. I completely get it. Impress No Glue Manis and Impress No Glue Press-On Falsies are absolutely a beauty must. You need to try them right now. So get yours today at impressbeauty.com/Lala. And use code Lala at checkout for 25% off Impress Manicure and Press-On Falsies. That's impressbeauty.com/Lala and use code Lala at checkout for 25% off.
All I want to do is say crikey because I have Alex and Kurt from Thunder Down Under. I'm so excited for this.
This is so exciting. I don't know anything about the show. I almost Googled it and then I was like, no, because I bet some listeners who don't know anything have the same question.
I'm sure everybody knows about Thunder Down Under except for you and me, Jess. But by the way, you two are the hottest people I've had on the podcast so far.
Wait, that's what I'm talking about, Alex. Just bump that.
So good for you guys. All right, Alex, how long have you been doing Thunder Down Under?
My Thunder Down Under career is about 4 years at this point.
4 years?
Yeah. Wow. Which is kind of like medium. I'm not the new guy anymore, but there's definitely some more senior guys above me.
Like how many years have some of these senior guys been in the game?
It's crazy. One guy's actually returned to us. He's been there for like 20 plus years.
No!
Yeah, yeah. It's a real career.
Hold on. His body can't be banging like it used to be.
He's pretty sharp.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. He's actually the one guy who will do flips on stage every night.
And damn.
He's into his 40s now. So kudos, Dave.
Kudos to Dave. Yeah. And how old are you?
I'm about to turn 31.
Oh, you're still a baby. Kurt, how long have you been thundering down under?
7 years.
7 years. Is that considered like still, I mean, compared to 20 years by David?
Seven's like medium. Yeah.
Yeah. And how many dudes are there?
All up, we've got at the moment like 15. We had just over 20 before COVID because we had like a Vegas troupe and two touring teams. And then COVID kind of threw a spanner into the works where we left and went home and stuff like that. And we're kind of trickling back. So we have our Vegas crew and then a touring team.
We're in a rebuilding phase. Yeah. We were down to like seven guys coming out of lockdowns. And now we're getting
the problem,
new guys.
Yeah, the problem was they said, you know, it was 2 weeks to flatten the curve. So they sent like a bunch of guys home for 2 weeks. And that turned into 2 years because they couldn't leave.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
They couldn't leave Australia.
Wait, so most of the people are from Australia that are...
Everybody's from Australia.
Is that like a prereq you have to be?
From Australia, yeah.
Oh, Kurt always says it's false advertising if not. So that's the kicker. If we weren't Australian, it would be false advertising, legal problems.
Well, are you really giving thunder down under? Because if you're not, that's also false advertising.
We supply the thunder.
I didn't even think of that. Thunder down under. It's like a Malta. I didn't think of that.
Yeah.
So you're from Australia, on, but you live in Vegas.
Yeah.
All of you.
Yeah.
Well, the touring people, obviously.
Yeah, touring guys are kind of, nomads, kind of homeless.
And everybody perform, like how many shows a night do you do?
At the moment, we're on a 12-show schedule. So that's 12 shows in 6 nights, which leaves us doing 3 triples on Friday, Saturdays.
No.
Two on Thursdays, 2 on Sundays, and then 1 on Monday and Wednesday.
And it's everybody on stage. So if there's 15 of you guys, everybody is on stage.
No, because the touring guys are out as well. So it's like 8 of us in Vegas and then the rest of the guys on the road.
Damn, y'all are killing it. Well, yeah. Thunder Down Under has been around for a very long time.
Yeah, so we've been on the strip 21 years and we just actually received the key to the city.
No, really?
Yeah.
That's huge. Congrats.
It was, yeah. So,
turns out it's not a real key. Kind of disappointed.
Yeah, I was a bit bummed about that.
It's a plaque, but still cool.
I've always wondered, like when someone gets a key to the city, I'm like, where is the city and where does the key go?
Right? Where do I put my key?
Does it actually work indoors? No, do you, since I didn't Google the show, I'm going to tell you what I think it is and then tell me if I'm correct. I think it's like a guy, like what's that Magic Mike vibe? So like all these guys from Australia, they're dancing, they're taking off their clothes, but not fully. There's no like...
Pretty close.
Yeah.
It is close. It's like fully choreographed production show. Like it's not like a strip club vibe or it's like sleazy. Like it's all choreographed and it's pretty... It's pretty crazy.
It's not like a dollar bill's in the air. He'd come right up on me.
So what would be the difference between a Chippendale and a Thunder Down Under man?
The accents.
The accents?
That's it?
Yeah. So like the way I always describe it is if you know like Magic Mike, they have a show in Vegas.
Yes.
So you go to Magic Mike to get made love to. But you come to Thunder to get fucked.
Ooh, I like that.
We're like a little bit more raw and like we're not trained dancers. None of us are. So like
it's guys who used to be PTs or a lot of builders.
I was a DJ. Like everything's different. And then we just get taught kind of the show when we get to Vegas.
So do some of you not have rhythm and that's okay, or does everyone kind of have rhythm and you can get into
no,
it?
There are levels.
If you're telling me that there's Thunder Down Under, you better be able to move the dick right. All right.
Well, fully.
Oh, we can all move our pelvis well. Yeah.
You can.
Yeah.
And fully choreographed, that takes a lot of work. How long does it usually take to choreograph a whole show?
It takes like between 6 to 8 weeks to learn the whole show.
Wild.
Yeah, because it's like 75 minutes of full dancing.
Longer for some. It took me like 4 or 5 months.
Really?
Did it?
Low key, yeah.
Because you're so big?
I couldn't count the music when I came in. Yeah, I was like completely fresh. Like Kurt has DJing experience. He knows like music and rhythms, whatever. I was like, nothing.
It took me like 4 weeks.
Really?
Yeah.
Do you have one choreographer? Or is it multiple?
One main one.
One main one. So his name's Daryl. He is
Daryl O.A.
Yeah. He's like a dancer for Shania Twain and Aerosmith.
Oh, shit.
Did he have a DVD called Daryl's Dance Moves?
He may have. I'm not too sure.
I had that DVD. It had, and he choreographed for
Please Google that shit right now. Show them a picture and tell me if it's the same guy.
He's like a shredded Filipino guy.
Hold on.
Wait, what is it called?
Daryl's Dance Moves. And me and my brother, Steven, we were like 8 and 9, would do the dances. Daryl's Dance.
What is, so basically all you have to do if you want to be, what do they call you guys? I just call you a Thunder Down Under man.
I like that. We go with performer. We go with
entertainer.
Yeah. Okay, so if you want to be an entertainer for Thunder Down Under, you basically, like, what is the process? How did you become one?
So Kurt, it's like, it's first. Actually pretty cool because so our bosses are located on the Gold Coast in Australia, which is where I'm from.
Okay.
And so I knew them like years and years ago through DJing because they run like festivals and stuff. They have a promotional company.
They're party people.
Yeah. And so it was like 2011 and the big owner hit me up. He's like, hey, do you have any friends that are like, you know, big and jacked that want to join the show? And I was like, I do. I actually do have a friend. And then he got in and then he did well. So he was like, do you have another friend? I was like, yeah, I do. So I like got like three guys in and then he was like, do you want to come over? And I was like, yeah, sure, let's do it. Let's move to Vegas.
All my friends are
and
here
then,
now.
And then I got there and then every time we need someone, they were just like, do you guys know any friends that want to join? So I've got like, I think like 10 guys in the show. Like one of the guys I went to high school with, like, oh, we're all gosh. Friends from back home. So it's like, it's super cool because backstage, it's just you're hanging out with all your mates from home.
Hold up. So you're telling me that there's 15 people right now, 10 of which you recruited?
Yeah.
Low key, I think Kurt's getting commissioned for everyone he brings. Low key.
I hope
I
you
wish
are.
I was, but I'm not.
Did you ever invite Brock?
Oh my God, I was just okay. thinking you that.
Were. So I was like getting Brock.
Invite him now.
Because me and him were like selling party crawl tickets on the strip when I very first moved to Vegas. Like, yeah, and so I already knew like a bunch of guys in the show, so we were going and like seeing them, and I joined, and then my boss is like, "Who's this guy? Like, let's get him in." And he was like on the cusp of joining, and then that's when he started his gym stuff, and he's like, "I got to do that in down in San Diego." So
okay, so this is how I met Kurt was because we sat next to each other at Brock and Sheena's wedding.
Amazing. So how long have you been friends with Brock then? A while?
15 years.
Whoa.
Yeah.
I cannot believe that Brock was on
the cut.
Yeah, I could see my on friend almost married a Thunder Down Under man.
He's a dance guy though, right? Like he danced at
his
wedding.
Moves.
No, he's definitely
here's a funny
got
story.
Moves.
This is and how I met Brock.
He's super hot.
We were doing like promo work back in Australia and we were doing like a fashion show, like where they just get like, I'm not a model or anything, but like they get like promo guys just to walk the catwalk thing. And like I used to be like super, super skinny. And I was like 18, like I was just like a young kid. And the person who was running it goes, okay, this is the last thing you're going to wear. And she pulls out this little like G-string banger thing. And I'm like,
let's go.
Absolutely not.
Let's go.
And the other guy I was with was like, hell no. Then Brock steps up. And he's like, hell yes, give it to me right now. And he just owned it. We're like 18. And he's like walking with his G-banger on.
Yes.
And yeah.
He loves a good banana hammock.
He does. And then we were just like friends since then.
Somebody find the footage.
You were, was Kurt he, was like, he I need to be friends with the
Was he built back then
got,
as well?
He's always been, got a bit of size on him. Yeah.
Yeah, he, I feel like he's always been the type that's been yoked.
Really?
Have you always been as big as you are, Alex? Because you're a big motherfucker.
Mm. I was the same as Kurt. I was like 18, 19, skinny as hell. Maybe like 170 pounds or something. Mm. Put on a fair bit of weight. I used to play rugby, so it was all like trying to get big to play rugby.
That's the thing out there, right? In Australia.
Yeah, you're playing like rugby or rugby league. Maybe some guys play AFL, but yeah, you want some size.
It's really funny though on the show, like we'll be like on performing and then we'll finish and you meet everybody after the show and the girl's like, oh, you're like normal size. I'm like, yeah, it's because I'm standing next to this guy's like 6'8". So I'm like, I'm 6', I'm fine.
6'5".
That's a 6'5". Yeah.
I thought it was 6'8". You look 6'8".
I know, when we're down here, it does feel like 6'8".
So then do you all get free gym membership? Do you have like a nutrition coach? Does anyone come to you and say something if you start gaining weight? Like, how does that work?
Oh, do you get body shamed as a Thunder Down Under man?
Like, so definitely like a tap on the shoulder in terms of like how you're looking and keeping your look together. It's definitely like a tap on the shoulder.
And our contract actually says you have to maintain a six pack at all times.
Really?
Yeah.
Which couldn't be. Do you guys do that in like a healthy way, or are there some people like, how do you do that?
I mean, you're doing 12 shows a week, right? So the cardio is like pretty insane.
Yeah.
So it honestly, it's not that hard to stay in shape because you're doing that every night, and then you're going to the gym 3-4 times a week.
Okay.
And we eat pretty well. Like we get the buffet at work for free, so like you're kind of in between shows and before and after you're going and eating.
Do they pay for your housing?
No.
Okay.
But it's pretty good. To be fair, because now we all kind of just live normal, like buy a car, rent a house or whatever. But when I came over, I was meant to go on tour. So they put me in a hotel and it was kind of like, you've got, as long as you need to learn the show. So you're in the hotel, got a rental car, then it was kind of like, hey, we don't have space for you on the tour team, so you're going to stay in Vegas. And I wrote that out for like 9 months.
Really?
Of course. I'd be like, I still don't have the routine down.
I was driving like a brand new Ram truck and living in this nice hotel on the company dollar for like 9 months. So yeah, there's that. They let you come over and get settled, and then it's like, okay, you're good to go.
Well, now I know why it took you so long. Yeah. You were really milking it. You should have learned something. You were like 4 weeks, got it.
I know, right? The usual process though is like when you join the touring team, and the longest serving member on the touring team comes to Vegas. It's like rotating.
Oh, you so rotate.
Touring team is like, because I would assume the touring team is what you work up to, but you work up to more of like the Vegas show.
Yeah, Vegas is where you're at.
It's
very different though. Like the touring shows are insane. Like we do shows like 5,000 is like our biggest. I just went up to Canada and did one last week. It was like just over 2,000.
Wow.
Yeah, that big shows. That was good. And then Vegas is like 400-500. The difference is like when you go to a town, they have like booked these tickets like months in advance. Like that's like their girls' weekend they've been really looking forward to. Yeah. And they pre-drink, and then that's the event. Where in Vegas, it's like, what should we do tonight? Oh, we'll go to Thunder. So it's not like, it's like when you go out on stage, it's like just crazy on tour, where Vegas is still really insane, but it's just not that like oomph that they have on tour. Yeah.
It feels more like you're 9 to 5 when you're in Vegas.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're doing nightly shows. You're doing multiple shows a night. Like if you want to like drink and have a good time at the show, that's pretty hard to keep up. Whereas on tour, you can like build up for your big weekend show.
Totally.
And go ham.
I have been very transparent with you guys about my hair struggles between the pregnancy hormones and bleaching it all the time. I have been having some serious hair issues. And now with baby number 2 on the way, I'm already being proactive about my hair thanks to Nutrafol. Nutrafol is the #1 dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. And I am definitely one of those people. Nutrafol supports healthy hair growth from within by targeting the root causes of thinning, which are stress, hormones, environment, nutrition, lifestyle, and metabolism. You can take the Nutrafol Hair Wellness Quiz on Nutrafol.com for a personalized hair health plan based on your specific root causes. Because I know we are all different and we're on different hair journeys. Nutrafol makes building a hair growth routine super easy. Purchase online, no prescription required. You get free shipping and automatic deliveries so that you never miss a day. And you'll see results in 3 to 6 months. So take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair. For a limited time, Nutrafol is offering Give Them Lala listeners $10 off your first month's subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter promo code Lala. Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com. Spelled Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala. That's Nutrafol.com. Promo code Lala.
What's up, everyone? It's Reality Steve, your #1 source for all things Bachelor Nation and reality TV. Every day, I'm giving you the behind-the-scenes juice and your info on all your Bachelor Nation stories, and also interviewing some of your favorite reality stars. My name has been synonymous with spoilers, but I'm so much more than that. Give me a listen.
The Reality Steve Podcast, part of the Believe Network. Just search BLEAV on YouTube or wherever you listen.
Okay, so tell me this. Do you have to have like a cocktail before you go out, or the nerves, it's just like whatever?
It varies.
It varies?
It depends. Like when I first started, I was like nervous and you'd have some drinks and stuff. But now I don't get nervous. Like it's just, it's
not nervous drinking.
People ask, they're like, what do you think about on stage? I'm like literally dancing to like choreographed routines, thinking, okay, so what am I going to eat when I get home?
Really?
Yeah. Like I kind of don't really think too much about what's actually happening in front of me.
I mean, I guess when you've been doing it for as long as you have.
It's just second nature to
100%.
Yeah.
So do you still get like nervous before you go out, or does it literally just depend?
No, I don't get nervous.
You're
anymore.
Good.
Yeah.
I get nervous if we're doing something for the first time on stage. Like we recently put a new number on stage, and it's like you get kind of like the like butterfly feeling of like this, anything could happen right now.
Yeah.
I don't know this number that well, but let's go give it a shot. Sometimes like those will give me like nervous moments, but otherwise it's like, you know, Your nervous system gets so like adapted to it because you're doing it all the time.
Have either of you ever messed up, or has anyone ever messed up?
Yeah, what's the recovery when you fuck up?
I know, I'm like the class clown, so I really don't care. I'm like always yelling on stage and like smiling. Yeah, like
being cheeky baby.
To people in the crowd. Yeah, just screaming random quotes. But it's, I mean, there's been some wardrobe malfunctions.
Oh,
that sounds, you know, sexy.
I'm sure there's not much to work with. There's
no, what do you wear? Jeans and a cowboy hat?
It was super funny though. It was like our first like gig when I first, because like we usually start in like groups. Like you have, they'll hire like three or four guys at a time, teach them all the show. Mm-hmm. You're out. And one of the guys who was also a friend that I got a job, he'd never worn a G-string before, and he kind of put it on, and we go out, and it was a Flight Center corporate gig that we did in Vegas. It was like 3,000 people in this convention center. Yeah. And he came back and he's like, I think my nut was hanging out. I'm not sure. And then like the next day on Instagram, there was like so many photos and he's standing there with his nut. He had it on the wrong way. So he had it like the leg up over. And so it was completely wrong. Yeah.
Oh,
any guys listening to this podcast that haven't put on a G-string before, you don't realize it can be pretty confusing. All sides look the same.
It
all looks the same. It's not like putting on a pair of briefs.
Yeah.
No, for sure. Yeah. I'm a female that puts thongs on every day. And sometimes I'm like,
could be wrong.
This feels weird. This feels a little off today.
Well, that day at the Flight Center convention, our buddy Bo fell victim.
Yeah. And then we used to wear these like, you know, like silk boxes.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
We used to wear like Australian ones and like.
What does that mean? Australian ones?
Like an Australian flag.
Mm. Got it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, I guess one of the guys didn't really check, and like the button that is like where your junk is
holding everything in.
And so there's like a part in the opening where you're literally like just gyrating. And I just see everybody in the crowd looking right next to me laughing. I kind of like looked over like, what's going on? And then I looked down and he doesn't even know. And his junk's just completely out, flopping up, down, up, down.
I feel like you would know the air.
Right. But you'd be like so into the dance.
The adrenaline's there. Yeah. Like, not really.
The girls got more than they paid for. Yeah, and the guys. Did. Is it mostly women or is it half, kind of half and half?
I want to say like 90% women.
Okay.
At least in Vegas. Yeah. Tours probably closer to 100% women.
Yeah.
Okay.
And everyone's welcome though. It's like,
of course.
Yeah,
we love them all,
but we get a mix. Sometimes there'll be full groups of gay guys at a table. Sometimes we'll get couples come in. So that can sort of like add to the count of guys in the room. But yeah, it's always fun. It's a mixture of the straight guys that come in. Some guys will be there sitting like this the whole show.
Oh, bent over, not looking.
Bent over, not
avoiding
looking.
Avoiding eye contact.
Drinking
avoiding
any copious amounts of beer.
Yeah. That is so wild. I feel like if Kyle, my boyfriend's name is Kyle, he's from Vegas. And I feel like if I brought him, he would be like, look at these guys. They're awesome.
Like, he's also a trainer. So I feel like he would really be into like, I wonder what his diet is like.
Oh, 100%.
What sort of program is he on? What's his
split? Well, I asked that question because I'm like, Kyle's going to kill me if I don't be like, do you guys work out in a healthy way? Like, because he'll be like, you should have asked them like how they work out, how they keep in shape. So there you go.
It's funny though, because like 99% of the guys that come to the show that you can tell are like uncomfortable at the start, they're clapping at the end, they're smiling, they're having fun. And they always come up and like shake our hand and meet us. Like they love it.
I mean, it feels a little bit like when women bring their dudes to come club. To... Oh. Or to see me or anyone from Vanderpump, they act like they don't want to be there. And then you get them one-on-one after and they're like, my girl got me into it. I really like, I appreciate what you do. I'm like, thank you.
Yeah.
It's probably the same thing where they're like, no, I can't let them know that like I enjoyed the show
until
we're one-on-one.
But at the end of the day, it's like entertainment. Like if I mean, like us, I feel like it's weird because I would go to a show that's, I guess, Thunder Down Under equivalent with women and be like, look at them go. Like, I would be loving it, you know?
Yes.
100%.
Yeah.
And we do get that, too. The best ones are the guys who are sitting behind, because everyone sits in a row, sitting behind their girl being like, get her.
Like, yeah, totally. Wait, you bring people on stage to do a little thumb.
So it's like...
Every show.
Yeah, there's four numbers, five per show, where someone will, like, be brought up on stage. And that's, like, the solo part. So it's like, once the backup dancers have left, you'll, like... Go look for your girl, bring her up, and you get a little like one.
Wait, so each person on stage picks a chick?
Yeah, so they have like, there's different routines, right? So the first one's like a warrior kind of routine, sort of like 300 vibe.
And warrior, that sounds hot. What are you wearing during that?
This guy's got his hair down.
You can guess who does the warrior Viking number.
Yeah, you, obviously.
Yeah, it's like I got this cool like custom-made leather helmet with horns.
Oh, that's
there's
sick.
Like a fur, what do you call it? A skirt, I guess.
Okay.
It's probably
like
a better name for it.
Type thing?
Yeah, kind of. Okay. And then like a leather, like waist cummerbund thing.
Okay.
And a big like hooded cape with the furs. It's a bit Jon Snow.
Oh my God.
you're speaking their language, Lise.
Look at me and my mom. We're like, oh, we're coming.
Jon Snow in the summer. Because there's no like shirt. So
even better. Yeah,
yeah. What else we got? We got like an army routine. There's like the a SWAT. There's like a gangster kind of thing we did just because Vegas is, you know, like founded by mobsters and gangsters. So we did like gangster one and cowboy, obviously.
Which one music for the gangster one? Does it vary?
They vary, yeah. The guys who perform it, like, they choose their own music, so.
Oh, really?
There's definitely, in that soundtrack, though, there's definitely, like, some casino samples. There's something from Bad Boys, I think.
Goodfellas.
Oh. Yeah.
Okay.
You know, I'm working those little references.
I'm coming for 100%.
Do you notice that you've grown confidence since you've been part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, which I would assume so, right? That maybe you just, like...
Is that because your DMs are filled with bad bitches being like, I love the show. What are you doing later?
Yeah, the DMs got turned off. They would just go to like a request folder now.
Oh, that's
really?
You have to do that sometimes. Yeah.
It gets pretty insane. Because like Thunder, their Instagram account, which is like, if you want to, I'll plug it, Thunder Vegas. Go check the guys out.
Oh.
But they follow us, right? So it's real easy for the girls to find us.
100%.
On there. And then after the show, you know, it's like, dig.
Yeah, it probably gets a little wild.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like... Like most of the guys who come to the show are generally confident guys because you have to be to want to get down to a G string in front of a room of women. So it's like most guys already have like a level of confidence, but I think it's, if anything, like just talking to strangers, talking to like people. Because for a while we were doing like a photo booth opportunity thing as well. And it was like the same with that. It's like you're sort of adapted already to just... Talking to people out of the blue.
Yeah.
Totally.
Talking to strangers and just building conversation out of nothing.
That's got to be draining.
Gets tiring.
It takes an energy. I enjoy it. I'm extroverted, so like get energy from it as
totally.
Well. But there are some nights where you're starving hungry. We're doing our meet and greets and it's like...
You got to get some food.
Yeah. Sometimes it's a test. But most of the time it's awesome. Love meeting the people. If anything, it's like that level of... being sober and talking to drunk people.
Oh, yeah. So I completely get that because I've been sober. We're approaching one day at a time, of course, but we're approaching 4 years of sobriety.
Congrats.
Amazing. Thank you so much. And it is weird.
Yeah.
Because you see them shift. They go from like, okay, like this person's buzzed. And then the next person that comes up, it's like, and we're fucking wasted because they talk in circles.
Yeah.
Really close to you. Like,
oh, really? Yeah.
Right totally. In the personal space.
Really?
Yeah. We have some funny things happen at the show, though.
And then, yeah, personal.
Like what?
Injuries.
Yeah. Give us like one. Yeah.
Give us something that you can give us.
Wild or funnier that was
like. So, like a couple weeks, it was literally a few weeks ago.
Okay.
It was like probably the most craziest thing I've experienced, anyway. There's a girl at the show. We do like three shows a night on the weekends.
This was
like a double show, I think, on a Thursday.
Double or triple.
She came to the first show and we all go out on stage. And there's this one like just Alex, just screaming his name. I'm like, oh, that's cool. You got a fan here. That's
she
great.
She clearly was American.
Yeah. Next guy comes out. It's not Alex. Bring out Alex. Alex, get Alex. I'm like, this girl's okay, cool. She likes Alex. This goes the whole show. She comes up for a photo at the end and she goes, Alex, how do I spend more time with you? What have I got to do to spend more time with you? And he's like, just come to the next show.
Yeah,
see ya. And she came to the next show and then we noticed that she wasn't there halfway through the show. It was a little bit odd.
Well, in between that, someone comes to two shows, I'd like try and reward that. I brought her up on stage. In between, I was like, this feels like a risky move. But I'm going to bring her up on stage.
I can't go into too much detail on this because it's a little bit graphic, but basically, long story short.
She'd been kicked out and her section was like sectioned off. They'd put like cones up.
So a security guard thought she was having like a seizure, like a medical episode. He was standing behind her and then he came over to grab her and she was...
Orgasm.
Let's just say...
She was masturbating and getting off.
There we go.
Stop
in
it.
The show?
Maybe there was some fluids on the ground. I don't know.
No!
No.
Oh, what a dirty bitch.
Look what Alex does. Look what you do to the woman, Alex.
Oh.
Wild.
So that ladies, don't do that when you go to the show.
I will say...
In our showroom.
I love this story. Who is this woman?
How much
would you have to like drink and what would you have to be on to be like, this is the perfect time to flick my bean?
That's my thing. What have you taken to act that way?
Just what have you people taken? Surrounding me.
Yeah.
Yo, holy. That's...
And then we do the meet and greets. And she was out there. I was like, oh, she got kicked out. So thankfully, I probably won't have to like interact with her. It'll save me.
I ran back because I went out first. We do like sign-ins and meet and greets after. And I ran back and I'm like, Alex, go back inside, dude. Go back inside.
Yeah, sorry. So when we went to meet and greets to meet the crowd, I had no idea. I thought she'd just been kicked out for being drunk, maybe. Mm-hmm. She was gone, whatever. And then I'm talking to her in the bar and Kurt's like, go, get back inside. And I'm like, what was wrong? And how then he tells me what had happened.
How did you know, Kurt? How did you know that happened?
The security told me when I was like, why is this roped off? Like, I want to sit down for this one.
We need some Clorox. Yeah. That's why it's roped off. Only in Vegas could someone do that and be like, you only have to leave this room and section though. But like, go to the meet and greet. It's fine.
Right.
Yeah, right. Thank you. Because weird? I said, if any man was doing that at a show, that 86 from the casino, they're out in on
jail.
The street.
They're in jail.
See, that's what
you
like,
exactly. Pull your cock out and you start beating off in a strip club. Yeah. You're done.
A show. Yeah.
Pussycat like, dolls.
Yes.
It's very like double standard.
Yeah. Can they touch you or no? Is there security?
There is full touching allowed.
Really?
Yeah. But like,
if you're bringing them up on stage, right? Like, can they grab your ass and stuff?
Oh yeah.
Yeah, wow. I mean, that's...
Kurt's like, yeah, totally.
The thing is, I don't know. Most girls, when they get on stage, are kind of like reserved and like, oh, what do I do? Stand there with their hands by their sides.
Be, totally.
It's the real thirsty girls in the crowd who decide they can touch whatever they want.
Girls have got an obsession with grabbing ankles on stage. It's
we
so
run out
fucking
onto tables.
That seems
like
dangerous. That seems
you're
hazardous.
Like jumping tables.
Sense.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because my ankles are so small. I skip leg day, and I just like feel like they want to like grab it. And I'm like, what are you doing?
That
like,
is so dangerous.
It's
and
insane.
For them, you could step on their hands or something. Yeah. What are they doing?
I'm telling you, you give a thirsty bitch some alcohol, and she gets terrifying.
Thirsty. Yeah, scary.
They're going straight for your beautiful little ankles.
What is the casino though? Because you guys do the show in the casino.
So okay, it's an Excalibur casino.
Excalibur, though, that's a great one.
That's a great one. It's a classic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good location. Not on the strip. It. Yeah, it's easy to get to. So if you want to see us, you know.
Full circle, really quick. So it's Darren's Dance Grooves, not Moves. And is this the Darren?
I'm gonna need to see this.
I wish it was.
I know it's not gonna be him because of like the age thing, but no. I need to see it.
How old is Darren?
He's like our age. He's like 33
oh, he's young.
Or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
This Darren was iconic. He did like, well, other Darren sounds iconic too.
Honestly, looking at this DVD cover, I want him to come and choreograph for us.
Oh my God.
I need some of Darren's moves.
It was so good.
That looks good. I like it.
Okay, so
looks like something I'd be able to do.
Just so the listeners so know, not the same Darren. Not even close.
Not even close.
Not even close.
My last question. Are most of the chicks that come in celebrating like a bachelorette, like is it like the cliche, like we're going to take her and she has a sash on, says bride to be and like maybe a fucking crown or whatever?
It's kind of skewed because there are those groups and they'll come in groups of like 12, 15.
Yeah.
And then the girls who are not celebrating will come in like twos. So when there are bachelorettes, they kind of take over the room, bachelorette, birthday parties, 21sts.
Yeah.
They do kind of tend to take over and it'll be a lot of those people in the room. But also, like, 50% of our market is...
Spit it out. You're telling the story.
Ladies celebrating something?
Well, the 50% is ladies celebrating.
That's
the
just girls not out. They just, like, come for a Vegas trip.
Yeah. Come with their best friend. Come with their sister and their mom.
When you first sign on...
But in small groups.
Yeah. Do they teach you safe sex and stuff like that? They're like, please don't.
Okay, so
I just want to know.
They just give us a bag full of condoms and...
No.
There is it.
I have to know. Or is it like, you guys are performers? Like, please don't be stupid and bang the freaking groupies. And if you do, like, use this Magnum Trojan.
There is a Thunder Boot Camp.
No,
are you being
really?
For real?
For real, for real.
Okay, tell me everything.
okay, so, like, as I said before, most guys haven't come to this job through dancing. They've been doing something, or even in the entertainment industry, they've been doing something very, like, muggle-ish, just normal.
Muggle-ish, I love that.
Yeah. Is that Harry Potter?
Harry Potter reference.
Yes,
shouts out. So there is a boot camp to kind of run people through like the
etiquette.
Thunder brand, the etiquette of being on stage, dealing with fans of the show, and also just like how to handle your money. And now you might be earning more money, so like how to be smart with that.
I feel like
it's actually
genius.
It's actually really crazy.
Yeah.
I wasn't aware how like famous Thunder from Down Under was.
Mm-hmm.
And it was like my first show, we were out and then we went to like a club afterwards and I literally felt like Justin Bieber. There's like no shit, 500-600 girls with their phones out recording you like.
And they recognize you from the show.
Yeah.
Whoa.
And I was like, that's odd. And then like TMZ like stops us at airport and stuff. I'm like, what the hell? Like,
what?
This is pretty insane. That was like when I was like, I think I've made it. I'm on TMZ.
That's amazing. Life's good. Do you think there, I feel like I hear this and I go, this would be a great reality show. Do you guys think that would be
honestly think it would be a great reality show. Yeah. There's like little mini dramas that happen backstage with the boys and things. It would work really well.
Yeah, if you think the show is successful now, you put these motherfuckers on a reality show.
Done.
And it's done. Game over.
Yeah.
Game over.
Reputation of the show possibly destroyed. But a whole nother series of great entertainment for sure.
It's all like BTS stuff is amazing though. My question, if I were a girl, well, I am a girl, but if I
a single girl, you
mean? No, were a guest, a woman at one of your shows, and I'm like, I want to be someone who's pulled up. Is there certain things that you look for?
There's definitely some criteria.
Okay. All right, we'll tell our listeners so when they go to your show, they know how to get picked.
Yeah. So the first like easy one is wearing pants.
Oh,
mm-hmm.
Interesting. Yep. Not a dress.
Why is
really
that?
Easy one to check off. Girls in dresses, especially when they're short, freeze up on stage. We need the legs open. We need you to like do things on stage.
Okay.
Girls in dresses, as much as it's not a problem for us, but there's just such a pattern. Girls in dresses will always freeze up on stage and be like, no, don't open my legs.
Yes, because you don't want to see the
And how are you supposed to do anything with your legs closed?
Exactly.
Yeah.
We're trying to simulate things on stage here.
Yeah. I would have never thought of that. Great tip.
Okay, so ladies, wear pants to the show.
Wear pants to the show if you can. The other one is just like energy. If mm-hmm. we're putting out energy from the stage, someone who's like giving it back, you know what I mean? Clapping, looking like not typically going to pick the person who's sitting there with like their arms folded and straight faced.
Yeah.
So definitely like giving some energy back.
Yeah. See, but I feel like every time I go to a show and I don't want to be picked, I try to look not fun. And then it's almost like that girl is the one we're going to bring out of her shell.
Yeah.
Come up here.
It's pretty funny though. Because like with that being said, like,
every time.
I always like fuck with the person that's like that.
You're one of those.
Yeah.
It's okay.
But that's not bringing them up on stage.
I don't bring them on stage, but I definitely like pay them a lot of attention in the crowd and like
check
my ass.
Oh, you're the one that makes me blush.
Yeah.
So wear pants, be excited.
The other thing is if you're in a group, again, like the way the tables are structured, it's you're kind of sitting one behind the other person. So if you're in a group, the people at the front are the easiest to grab and most likely to sort of be right there and convenient. So that's a handy one. Try and get to the front of a table.
A sash is going to help, man.
Sometimes a sash or a little tiara, like 30th birthday or bride-to-be.
With that being said, we still go to sections, right? Like we can't like all go to one spot. So like that guy's going to go to like somewhere in front right, somewhere front.
That's
right,
the way to do it. Like, you got to go out into the crowd because there's nothing more awkward. And I've experienced this like on tour where I point at someone and then like six people come up thinking I pointed at them.
God. I'm
like, how are we going to do this?
Yeah, you got to go get them.
Go out into the crowd and pick them.
To be real with you.
Yeah.
If the girl is not like that chick and she doesn't look like she always gets attention, the crowd will go way harder for her.
Aww. I love that.
If you can get like a girl who the crowd will get on board with more, they're going to make more noise throughout your routine. So I'm not looking for the girl in the crowd who's like that chick.
I'm not sitting there cheering if this like hot bachelorette gets brought up. I'm cheering if someone maybe a little more reserved.
Why would I cheer for the hot bitch who's also getting married? Like you have it all, bitch. Sit down.
You're getting married.
You're getting married. You don't need to be on stage. Leave that for us single people.
Yeah.
So there's like levels. That's probably a good point, though. I should be looking for more of the divorcees in the crowd because people come to celebrate that, too.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe now you say that. It's like, that's who needs to be getting up.
Oh, yeah. Someone with a, like, getting divorced sash.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because those people need to be celebrated.
They're much rarer in the crowd than bachelorettes, but I think I could find them.
Mm-hmm.
I think you could, too. I feel like I picked... Are there people a part of the Thunder Down Under Man crew where it's like, that dude the dog? You don't have to say names.
The man.
But where
crew.
Like, you know where it's like, that one is a dog. Yeah. Like he's bringing a chick home every show that he goes to.
Some guys are just built different. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel like I have the two gentlemen.
Yeah, I think we do. Right?
The company's smart with who they send to these media.
Right. You know,
but I feel like that's even hotter. Like when you see a dude who's like banging and then they're like, hey, like there's this dude I was talking to and I texted him. I was like, hey, I'm going to be in your area. And he was like, yeah, I'm going to be here too. But I think I should let you know I have a girlfriend. And I was like, suddenly I want you really bad, but I respect it. You know, there's something, by the way, I totally respect relationships.
Yeah.
But there's something that's like,
Well, there's it's called respect. You know,
no,
what I'm
I know, yeah, but there's something the, yeah. very like if I knew that all the Thunder Down Under men,
yeah,
were getting taken, it. I'd yeah. be like, they're way hotter now.
But you know what? On the other side of that, that's like the life. You know, you guys, like, there's a single guy. He's from Australia. He moves to Vegas and he's like,
he's living the dream. He's single. He's single. He can do whatever he wants.
I'm going to hook up with these consensual women or men, whatever. Like, that's great.
No, you're living the dream. You're on TMZ, single.
Yes.
Banging body. Lala's podcast.
Lala's podcast. That's when you know you've made a baby.
To be fair, that's definitely part of like the selling proposition when guys get recruited is like, look what you're coming to do.
Yes.
300 ladies in the room every night. Like, so you...
It's like a kid in a candy store.
Because I remember going to Vegas like in like 2012 and like I saw the big billboards everywhere of Thunder and I'm like, I know a couple of them. That's so cool. And then like, hey, I'm on it now. It's like, it's crazy.
That's got to be surreal. Yeah.
That's exciting.
It's cool.
Because what, you're on like taxi cabs and stuff like that?
There's a bus.
That's what I love Thunder, like the management, because they just like put our faces everywhere. It's really cool.
The branding is good.
Airport, all over the airport. Mm-hmm. So when people hop off the plane, that's like the first, they've made it the first one you see when
of
you
course,
hop off.
I see it every time I land in Vegas. Even though I've never seen the show, and that's not because I haven't wanted to. Mm-hmm. It's just, I'm kind of an introvert and I'm like, crowds make me nervous. And I'm like, this is a great hotel room. I'm just going to stay in here.
Right.
I know, everyone knows it. It's not like you don't have to see the show to know what it is.
Yeah.
Right.
However, we were just in Vegas and I would have 100%. Taking you to a show. If I
we're
knew,
going, we're going. Yeah, we're planning 100%. It. A weekend. I don't have my daughter.
Yeah.
I'm coming to you guys and getting buck wild. Fun. Don't bring me on stage. I will freak out.
Lala's at the back, like bucket hat, sunglasses. Like.
Totally.
A dress on.
A dress way too short. It's like, you can't pick me. There's nothing I can do.
Sorry,
and I did wear underwear. So.
It's pretty funny who you see at the show, though, right? Like, we do get some famous people there.
Yeah.
I'm sure.
Can you spill any tea on who? I mean, I'm sure they.
One of my first shows, Paris Hilton was there. I was like looking at him like, that shit looks familiar. I'm like, totally. That's Paris Hilton. Britney Spears was there. And I'm like,
what?
Chrissy Teigen. She came like a couple months ago.
Those are like A-listers.
I know.
Yeah. It's like crazy. People. And you don't notice, right? Until like halfway through, you walk around like, that person looks familiar.
Are you told not to bring those people up though?
No, you can't bring those people up, can you?
No, they've usually got security.
Sometimes it's
where they sit is like in the producer's booths up the back.
Got it. Okay.
That's where you'll sit when you come.
I like that. Yes. I will gladly sit where Britney Spears has placed her fine-ass bottom.
We recently had DJ Fisher come to the show.
Okay.
He brought his wife. It was her 30th. In that instance, it was like, please go get her up.
That's so fun.
But sometimes, like a couple years ago, Sophie Jones from Game of Thrones.
Yeah.
And what's Nick Jonas's wife's name?
Oh my God.
Oh, yeah.
Sophie Turner.
My bad.
Sophie Turner.
Sorry, Sophie Turner.
Sansa Stark.
But they
is that
were
when
like...
they got married? Because didn't they get married in Vegas?
Yeah, I think it was a bachelorette party.
Oh my God. You had Sansa Stark at your show?
Low key.
That's amazing. Okay, so if you were to know that those people were in the crowd, then would you get nervous?
No.
You might go a bit harder.
I'm impressed.
I'd go harder.
Like, you'd thrust a little harder?
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah.
I get that vibe.
But when they came, it was like, you know, they arrived late, left early.
Yeah.
So Hollywood.
Shania Twain did that like a month ago. She did that. She came like just as we started and was gone as soon as
she's so iconic. Of course she would go to your
show. I didn't know about that.
See, so... Oh, this is exciting. Well, listeners will have heard in the intro, whatever... Tickets.
Yeah, we're giving away tickets.
Let's go.
So this is exciting.
Thank you guys for doing that.
No problem.
Our pleasure.
So, we'll get a bunch of tickets to you to give away. And woohoo! Speaking of, I actually bought some gifts.
You did?
Are these for listeners or us?
These are for you.
I love that.
Thank you, guys.
Oh, my God.
I love this bag.
Thunder Down Under. Look, I went down under so is what the bag says.
I went...
You guys,
there's some nice stuff in there. There's some like
Oh my God, you guys! Let's tell the listeners we have a gorgeous.
Are these cards?
That's like a book with all of us boys in it.
Is this all?
That's a pack of cards.
Wait, hold on. Are these? Well, that's you. So clearly, these people are on the show.
Yeah, all of us are
in the show.
Yeah.
Wow, you guys do photo shoots a lot, huh?
I'm fucking going.
Yeah. There's me there.
We love us some content.
What else is doing? Who is that?
That's Aiden. That's like, he's like, we call him Luscious Lips. He's got like blue eyes and
is he spoken for?
He is not spoken for. Right, he is extremely single.
Great. He's extremely single.
Yeah.
We need to plan a Vegas trip because I think Lala
I'm coming.
Could have a fun time.
I'm happy to make that introduction.
You guys were so much fun to have on the podcast. I really appreciate you coming.
This has been awesome. Thanks so much for getting us in.
Of course. I love it. And thank you guys for listening to another episode of Give Them Lala. And check out the Instagram page. What, Jess, we'll do it on Give Them Lala, the Give Them Lala podcast page for the giveaway of the Thunder Down Under tickets.
Yep, and we'll tell you exactly how to win them in the intro, so you've already heard that at this point.
I love it. Thank you, my loves, and I'll catch you next week.
Welcome to Talkville,
the ultimate Smallville rewatch podcast. Guest star Sarah Carter as Alicia Baker, although I didn't really work with her a lot. But Tom did, and they had some real big smoochy scenes.
Yeah. Should we talk about that?
Could there be any more sex? What was a three-page makeout scene that just kept going? Good Lord! We get it! They have chemistry!
Jump in now or catch up on any of the past seasons of Talkville on YouTube or wherever you listen.